وقالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودة قل أتخذتم عند الله عهدا فلن يخلف الله عهده أم تقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون.
And they, that is Jews, say, the fire shall not touch us but for a few numbered days. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to them, have you taken a covenant from Allah so that Allah will not break his covenant? Or is it that you say of Allah what you know not? Chapter 2, verse 80, Al-Quran. The next topic is the Jews' hope they will only remain in the fire for a few days. Allah mentioned the claim of the Jews that the fire will only touch them for a few days and then they will be saved from it. Allah refuted this claim by saying, Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to them, have you taken a covenant from Allah? Hence, the ayah proclaims if you had a promise from Allah for that, then Allah will never break his promise. However, such promise never existed. Rather, what you say about Allah, you have no knowledge of, and you thus utter a lie about him. Al-Awfi said that Ibn Abbas said about the ayah, And they, that is Jews, say, the fire shall not touch us but for a few numbered days. Means, the Jews said, the fire will only touch us for 40 days. Others added that this was the period during which the Jews worshipped the calf. Also, Al-Hafiz Abu Bakr bin Murduwiya reported Abu Huraira saying, When Khaybar was conquered, a roasted poisoned sheep was presented to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a gift by the Jews. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered, Assemble before me all the Jews who were here. The Jews were summoned and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, Who is your father? They replied, So and so. He said, You have lied. Your father is so and so. They said, You have uttered the truth. He said, Will you now tell me the truth if I ask you about something? They replied, Yes, O Abu Qasim. And if we should tell a lie, you will know our lie as you have about our fathers. On that he asked, Who are the people of the hellfire? They said, We shall remain in the hellfire for a short period. And after that, you will replace us in it. The Prophet ﷺ said, May you be cursed and humiliated in it. By Allah, we shall never replace you in it. Then he asked, Will you tell me the truth if I ask you a question? They said, Yes, O Abu al-Qasim. He said, Have you poisoned this sheep? They said, Yes. He asked, What made you do so? They said, We wanted to know if you were a liar, in which case we would get rid of you. And if you were a prophet, then the poison would not harm you. Imam Ahmad al-Bukhari and An-Nasai recorded similarly.